Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Neil Haley Show. You can check me out on Twitter at TittleTutor and NeilHaley.com. And I learned about this show when I got a chance to chat with Judy Gold. And I said, well, let's get another star on the show to kind of talk about it, because it just reminds me of what I have to do with some of my experience in PR, some of my experience in radio and television behind the scenes. So I'm excited to welcome to the program Lauren Blumenfeld of Pop TV's Nightcap. Lauren, thanks for calling. How are you?
Thank you. I'm doing well. How are you?
Fantastic. Now, Lauren, let's kind of, delve into specifically enough how you got this opportunity to be on Nightcap.
Sure. So like many actors, I went to an audition for Nightcap, but the audition process was really different than anything I had done before. Originally, the show was pitched as a highly improvised half-hour comedy. So my first three auditions, I was given a basic scenario and then no lines, and I had to improvise at first with a very nice reader, and then later on in the process, just me and Allie. So it was amazing and also terrifying to not have a script and just kind of go.
That's great. And so what is your experience in comedy leading up to this opportunity so that you could just go
sure.
in an audition? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there are many actors on Nightcap who are really outstanding improvisers. That's their specialty. They teach at UCB. They're on teams. I love improv. I didn't go that route. I've studied theater at NYU. And I just kind of approached the improv as I would any scene. I just felt like I had to really get specific about who my character is, what she likes, so that I could then be free to just respond as she would. So that's kind of how I got to it. And I do have to say that eventually, due to editing and time constraints, and also the fact that we have brilliant writers, the show actually did become scripted, although we were given quite a bit of freedom within that. But it was never as off the page as it was for my audition process.
And what's awesome about this is the stars who come on this show. And again, it's scripted, but it's so funny in the fact that you bring all these celebrities on and you're seeing a situation where you're in the behind the scenes of scheduling, make sure they're on set, all the different bloopers that happen and different things. And it just it brings a lot of fun to get those celebrities to really play around with the whole setting, right? Correct. Something they wish they could do sometimes, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's really refreshing also because our culture is pretty obsessed with celebrities. There are some incredible celebrities, amazing people. But what I found the most interesting was how game so many people were to make fun of themselves or their, persona in the tabloids and on screen. And I think that sense of humor and kind of lightheartedness about your image, it's really fun. And it's also, it kind of just humanizes everyone. So it was really cool to be able to be part of that.
So tell us about your character.
Oh, well, I play Penny Jones. So I play the assistant to Allie Wentworth. Her character's name is Stacy, and she is the head talent booker on this fictional late night show called Nightcap with Jimmy. And we never know if it's a Jimmy that exists in late night currently or a fictional one, and we actually never see him. So it's just the 22 minutes leading up to the taping of a fictional late night show. And so I am kind of Stacy's foil. Penny is like very big-hearted, definitely a hypochondriac, so eager to please, just worships her boss, Stacy. And Stacy is more of like a ball of nerves and there's kind of a purity and an innocence about Penny that is kind of fun in this kind of raunchy backstage setting. A lot of things make her blush.
So it's hard for you, for your character, to be part of this craziness, right? It's like circus almost.
Well, the thing that's kind of awesome about Penny is she has no judgment about it. She's very game, but she believes in everyone's best possible nature, and sometimes is disappointed. And this season, it's been really fun because, you know, there are times when assistants who are that eager to please can be used as doormats a little bit in any industry. But in this season, Penny gets a bit of an arc and gets a bit of a backbone. So that was really fun and exciting to kind of figure out how this person would quietly grow some strength and confidence.
What did you think about, you know, I know you've been acting before, but to get to be with such amazing stars on the set in a different way than, you know, you go and do a shoot or do a small role. You're there with this as part of the cast with these amazing people to come for one of the episodes. What do you think of that?
Yeah, it's crazy. It's the most fun job. You know, usually this season I was made a series regular, and so that just means that I'm in all the episodes and featured. But this is the one show I think that you would want to be on and not be a series regular. To be a guest star is like the highest position, because all of our guest stars are like Gwyneth Paltrow and Whoopi Goldberg and Alec Baldwin. So it was really so fun and exciting, and again, like, really inspiring to see people at that level of fame still have a sense of humor about themselves, and especially in times like the present, it's very nice to be able to laugh.
And Lauren, what I love, the fact is that, you know, what I go through on a daily basis booking my independent talk show, from having people on my team to book it, to doing all the different things and the behind the scenes when I shoot TV, I know what happens. It's crazy. It's absolutely nuts. And that's what's so cool about this, is this late night show and got people coming in. A lot of people that have been in the business love this, right? Love this show, right? Because of the fact of it, they've dealt with it maybe one time or one place, or have dealt with this in a casting call or something, of all the logistic nightmare that happens to a show or shoot something, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Allie, who has also become a great friend, and she is, you know, creator, star, writer, she's amazing. And she's been on every late night show, every daytime talk show. She's incredible in that form. And so she got this idea based on her interactions with talent bookers and her experiences behind the scenes, getting ready to be a guest on these shows. So I don't have that kind of experience yet, but it's kind of incredible to me to see and to find out from Allie how many things are kind of pulled from things that she had observed behind the scenes.
So Allie's done this before in a different role before the show then, really dealt with this kind of stuff then, right?
Yes, although she was the star. But I guess she was interested this time around in seeing what it would be like to be the person who wrangles and manages the stars.
That's awesome. That's where I really got the interest talking to Judy about this. And people could check this out on Pop TV. And where's that best place, Lauren, so they can check out what episodes are available right now in season two for people to kind of catch up and watch?
Oh, well, season two, last night we aired episode 5 of 10 episodes. So you can catch up on Pop TV or DirecTV, and very exciting, you can watch all of season 1 on Hulu.
All right. See, isn't this great? This is where the world's going. To streaming.
Yes.
That people just
absolutely
don't have the time, or or they don't have to have the time anymore. They just can carry it on a device, stream it here, stream it there, and it's got to be exciting for you, Lauren, season two, and we'll see how far this goes. But I tell you, it's something to definitely remember, to get the opportunity to see what the behind-the-scenes stuff. So you're getting the experience now, Lauren. You might, when you go on a major show, you'll now at least know what to expect or what not to expect. when dealing with these things.
Absolutely.
Okay, best place we can follow you, Lauren. Where can we check you out and stuff? Where's the best place we can go for you?
You can follow me at The Real Lauren B on Twitter and Instagram. And I'm really trying to get good at social media. It is a process.
That's one of my expertise, but I have a team doing a lot of my stuff, but I do it for my clients, and it's an interesting thing, and it's constantly always evolving. So the big thing is, my recommendation is that live tweeting is one of the best strategies, or even providing segments that you've been on or talking about the next upcoming show, so that you engage with your fans. Because that's the biggest part of social media. It has to be a back and forth. It can't just be someone just sending information. They got to have that conversation. So
that's such a great point. Yeah.
And live tweeting is the best. So whenever you get on a specific live episode, or not live, but meaning you live tweet when that episode airs, and set up a plan that I'll be out there to answer questions and do different things, it is really changing the game. And I have a feeling with streaming, that'll even be more and more important, because social media will be the live, not the show at one point in time. So,
but absolutely.
I'm expecting that. All right, well, Lauren, thanks for calling. Best of luck. And any other projects you have, feel free to reach out to me. I'll definitely have you back on, okay?
Wonderful. Thank you. So great to talk to you.
All right, take care, Lauren. See ya.
Bye.
Bye-bye. You're listening to Neil Haley's show, and we'll be back in just a moment.